October 7th, and I'm downtown at the Japanese Embassy here in Vancouver. Dolphin lovers and their supporters are protesting the annual dolphin slaughter in Taiji, Japan, today. I'm talking to Ian Dakers of the Dolphin Protection Coalition. What's going on here today?
Well, we're doing a two-part protest. One is today from 2 to 6, and tomorrow is from 12 till 2. And tomorrow ties into a global protest that Rick O'Berry, the trainer for Flipper, is organizing about dolphin killings in Taiji, Japan.
The Taiji dolphin slaughter is not real well known, but we are hearing more about it. Can you describe what they do in Japan?
Well, there's a small fishing village called Taiji in Japan, and there's a sort of a cooperative of only 27 fishermen. And what they do is they have 13 boats, and there's a migratory route that's beside their village, and they bring the boats out, they put them in a line, and then they drop these big metal poles down into the water, and they bang on the metal poles. And this creates a sound wave which drives the pod towards the coast. And they put them into a little cove where they pull a net across. Once they have them there, then they pull them even tighter. And we on the video that Rick O'Berry made, sometimes what happens is the local dolphin aquariums or the aquariums come by. And what they do is they pick and choose the dolphins they want. And the fishermen make very, very good money, between $10,000 and $20,000 per dolphin. So, you know, it's an economic thing for them in many ways. They do kill the rest, and they slaughter them in the cove, and, you know, the whole cove turns red from blood. They sort of spear it and let the dolphin die, and it takes up to 6 minutes for the dolphin to die. And, you know, you see this on a DVD, and there's something that happens to you, which you just know that something is going on that is remarkably wrong.
We know that dolphins are intelligent animals. They're some of the most compassionate animals. They're one of the only animals that can be relied on to rescue people in trouble in the ocean. These stories go back thousands of years. I understand, too, that there's attempts to work with the Japanese government have not been successful to stop this hunt.
Well, the Japanese government licenses this hunt. So, supposedly, the Japanese people really don't know much about this. I've spoken to some Japanese friends. They've never heard of it. And they've said that it's not something that has a high level of awareness in Japan. And the idea behind this is that if they did know about it, they would want it to stop. One of the things they're doing is they sell the dolphin meat as whale meat, and the dolphin meat actually has five times over the limit of PCBs and mercury in it, so it isn't even healthy for them.
What's going to happen today at the protest?
Well, we've got the Carnival Band, which is the world's greatest band for activism. We've got a number of different people down here. We've got some we're going to reenact how the dolphins are killed. And what people sort of don't realize is it's like taking a bunch of humans, poking at their eyes, and pushing them towards some area, and then just sort of slaughtering them. And I mean, if you believe the dolphins are sentient as us, they feel pain as much as us, they feel panic, this is a very cruel act against a species that deserves as many rights as humans do, in my opinion.
I see there's people dressed in dolphin costumes, and other people are wearing scuba gear, and one has a death mask and is hitting at the dolphins with a whip.
Yeah, she represents the Dolphin Aquarium, the trainer.
Oh.
Do you know, it's funny, there's a dolphin aquarium in Taiji where you can swim with the dolphins, and it's right beside the cove where they herd them in.
Oh.
And you can actually buy dolphin meat there.
About 25 people are lined up in front of the Japanese embassy today, several of them wearing dolphin costumes. And we're getting ready for some street theater. The dolphins are swimming across Hastings. Behind them are the five people representing Japanese fishermen beating on metal pipes and driving the dolphins towards the wall here. have been herded up onto the sidewalk now. They're being driven closer and closer together by the menacing figures of the fishermen and their long metal poles. They're striking those poles to create a disturbing noise that disorients the dolphins. The dolphins are struggling. They're getting penned together. And now their throats are being cut with the machete, trailing red ribbons across the sidewalk. Another dolphin is being grabbed by an aquarium trainer in a death mask with a hula hoop and a whip. Baby dolphins are being separated from other dolphins. And dolphins are being stabbed and harpooned and left to bleed to death. Campaigner?
I was in Japan last year between November and December expressly to observe and study the dolphin slaughter, as well as to experiment on a new technique as to how to save them from being slaughtered. And both are fairly successful, and that technique that I used did save at least two pods of dolphins, and I would estimate that it's roughly about 100 dolphins being saved with the technique. And I think most of you know what the dolphin slaughter is all about, so I don't need to actually say a lot about it. Suffice it to say that it is horrendous. There used to be three or four places that killed dolphins. Today it is reduced to one or two places, and they all kill dolphins in different ways. Previously in Fudo, they killed dolphins by hauling them out of the water by means of chains attached to the tail flukes and hauling them up by cranes, and then putting them onto the back of a truck, and then hauling it over to a slaughterhouse and have their throats cut. And that takes about 6 minutes for the dolphins to die from the time its throat is cut. And that is in Fudo. And now Fudo has quit killing dolphins because one previous dolphin killer has turned a whale watching operator. And so that's one of the things that we can do, is to think about starting a whale watching operation in Taiji, which is still killing dolphins in a big way. Taiji kills dolphins in a different way from Fudo. Taiji kills dolphins right in the water. And because the dolphins are swimming around, they use long-handled flancing knives and machetes to cut them with, whichever way they could. And a lot of dolphins are, and I've got pictures to prove it, they have their bellies cut open and they died in the water. And at least in Fudo, they got their throats cut, and that was the definitive quickest way to kill a dolphin, I suppose. But cutting a dolphin in the belly with its bowels hanging out in the water may take 15 minutes to die, 20 minutes to die, and that is a horrible thing to happen. And so what I would like to do is to organize another tour to Japan to, first of all, study further and maybe take some action in creating a whale watching operation, because that will spell doom to dolphin killing, because tourists wouldn't stand for it. And the local people are very much in support of that. I have met with the mayor of Shingu, which is 20 minutes away from Taiji. I have met with their tourism minister, who is very much in support of starting a whale watching operation in Taiji. And I have spoken with a lot of business leaders, including mostly hotel operators, and they're very much in support too, because tourists are where their money is coming from. So we have local support. The only people in opposition to stopping the dolphin hunt is the dolphin killers themselves. Only 13 of them. Just 13, but they're privileged, they're elite, and they have government blessings, so we have to do a lot of convincing. But the best way, overtly, would be to start a whale watching operation, and I'm in the process of raising funds to start such an operation in Taiji. And secondly, I would like to get some volunteers over the next few months to go to Japan with us to also do the covert operation to save dolphins from being directly slaughtered. And we have devised a method that is very effective. I cannot talk about it right now, but if you are serious enough to want to inquire about going to Japan and give some faith in me that you're sincere, then I can tell you about it. So most likely the plane fare will be covered, as well as hotel expenses and so on. So anybody who wants to just go and stick your neck out for the dolphins, contact me. My website is hope-care.org, hope-care.org, and give me a phone call or write me an email. The dolphin slaughter has begun this year. The dolphin slaughter starts in October, and it wouldn't end until about April. Unlike the seal hunt in Canada, which is only about 2 or 3 weeks, the dolphin slaughter lasts for about 7 or 8 months. So we need people to go over there and take turns doing what I have designed to do. So anybody who would like to go, just give me a call, okay? And my phone number is in my website, hope-care.org. I have devised this plan that is potentially very effective and could stop the dolphin hunt within 2 years. So anybody interested in that result and want to put in some effort, let me know.
So Anthony Marr, you mentioned a covert operation to shut down dolphin killing in Taiji in the next 2 years. Now you said that you can't describe exactly what it is, but you are talking about direct action, are you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, much in the spirit of Sea Shepherd.
I feel consistent with wearing this fish sweatshirt of Sea Shepherd.
Now, Sea Shepherd has done things like sending whaling ships to the bottom of the ocean. So we're contemplating things that may be illegal and may involve some damage to property.
Well, when it comes to covert operations, definitely it would be illegal in Japanese law. Mm-hmm. And we do have to run the risk of being locked up for quite a while. So we'll just have to do the best we can and be as safe as we can, but it has to be done.
Best of luck to you, and folks can get in touch with you at your website, www.hope-care.org.
That's correct. Thank you.